Welcome to Santander. For better customer care, your call may be recorded.
Para español, oprima asterisco ahora.
What? What about it?
For your security, please enter either your 16-digit credit or debit card number, or an account number, followed by the pound sign.
Liberal means like pro-gay? Oh no, she's not pro that at all. Yeah, of course.
I didn't get that. Enter either your 16-digit credit or debit card number, or an account number, followed by the pound sign. If you don't have any of these numbers, press 1 now, followed by the pound sign. I still didn't get that. To continue, enter either your 16-digit credit or debit card number, or an account number, followed by the pound sign. If you don't have any of these numbers, press 1 now, followed by the... So that we may better direct your call, please select one of the following options. For auto loan, press 1. Mortgages, press 2. Credit or debit card activation, press 3. Online or mobile support, press 4. Dispute a transaction, press 5. Or for all other requests, press 6. Before your call is transferred, we'll need you to identify yourself. Enter either your 16-digit credit or debit card number or an account number, followed by the pound sign. If you don't have any of these numbers, press 1 now, followed. Please hold while we transfer your call.
Oh my God.
Hello, thank you for calling Santander. My name is Pablo. How can I help you?
Hi, Pablo. My name is Shira. I'm calling in with a mutual participant who's been with your bank. We're calling in to request some bank statements, and we were wondering if you can send it to the requested email.
Okay.
Would you be able to help us out?
Okay. Is the customer on the line?
Yes, he's on the line with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Do you give your permission to disclose your information with this third party on the line?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Just to let you know, these calls are being recorded for security and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, in this case, what exactly is it that you need?
We need statements. We're requesting statements. Yes, we need, are you able to send us statements?
From what time range.
Okay, so we need for Mr. Jose, we need 2021, 2022, and 2023, just January and July statements. And then from 24 to present, we need all 12 months.
2023.
We just need January and July.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 2024 to present, we need all the statements.
Okay. I'll take a look into what I can do about this issue. I'm just going to need to the customer to verify their identity first, okay? Hello, sir. Can you help me, please, with your social security number so I can locate your account?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. Okay.
435-ETA-8037. 035-58-A-037.
Thank you.
Jose.
Okay, Jose.
Okay.
Okay, Jose. Can I speak to you in Spanish?
Yeah.
Or do you prefer in English?
I prefer English because then I would like to understand what's going on.
In this case, I am going to ask him for his login information.
Okay.
And if he's more comfortable with the information being provided in Spanish, I will need to comply with the customer's request, okay?
That's fine. As long as you just give me an update on what's going on, I'm also here to help the patient. So let's work together.
Sure.
Thank you.
Muy bien, señor José. ¿Me podría ayudar con su fecha de nacimiento, por favor?
Septiembre 4, 1965.
Muchas gracias. ¿Usted tiene una tarjeta de débito con nosotros o de crédito?
Débito.
Muy bien. ¿Me ayudaría con los últimos cuatro dígitos de esa tarjeta?
Déjame buscarla, espérese.
Claro. The customer is just looking for his card so that we can verify his identity.
Okay.
Okay, los últimos cuatro números son 1142 y 1192.
Muy bien, muchas gracias. ¿Me ayudaría con su código CVV, los tres números en la parte de atrás de esa tarjeta?
Sí, señor. 041.
Muchas gracias. Ok. Muchas gracias por esa información, señor José. Lo voy a poner una breve pausa en lo que alisto todo lo que pudiera necesitar para este proceso. Ok, regreso con usted en un par de minutos. I'm going to put you all on a brief hold while I gather some information I need, and I'll be back with you. Okay, I'm back with you. Muy bien, señor José, estoy de vuelta con usted.
Sí.
Entonces, señor José, la señorita me comentaba que usted necesitaba que esos statements se mandaran a un correo distinto al que usted tiene dado de alta.
Sí, al correo de ella, sí.
Muy bien, mire, señor José, la única forma de hacer eso es que usted pusiera el correo de ella en su cuenta de Santander a través de su dispositivo celular. Okay. The only way to have the email change needs to be done through the app. Okay. Una disculpa, señor José, nada más estaba actualizando aquí a la señorita. I'm saying that the only way for the customer to be able to have these statements sent to your email, to these different emails you want him to them to be sent, he needs to update this information in his Santander mobile app.
But he's not. Excuse me. One second, please. He's not literate. He's not literate. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. He doesn't have the ability to go back and forth on his app. He's not very technology savvy, is what I mean. So
in this case, he would need to go to a Santander branch and update the information there.
Okay, so what's the other option?
It's either changing it on the mobile app, and then we can do the process, or he would need to go to a branch and update the information there.
Okay, so what can you do for me? Because thank goodness he's not that young, and he doesn't have the ability to just go back and forth like this. Is there anything you can do for us here?
In this case, I'm not able to change the information on my end.
Okay. Who is able to change the information on his end?
The customer is able to do it on their mobile app, or they need to go to a branch, and there they can assist him.
In person he has to go?
Yes.
And there's no other option for him to take care of this?
No, there's no other option. For customer security, we're not able to update that information for the customer.
Even if he requests it?
Even if he requests it, we are not able to update this information. He needs to do it himself via the app or needs to go to the branch, and there
and
they can
if he wants
assist.
To update his phone number, can he do that with you?
No, it also needs to be done through the branch.
Okay, but what if your clients can't go down to the branch?
In this case, they would need to send a notarized letter to our fulfillment center, and that would make a request.
But what
it
if they
would
can't
take
send
time,
out a
but
letter?
That would, those I mean, are the options that we have available.
I understand, but how is that proper customer service if they can't do those things? I'm only calling in with my client right now because we're having an issue here with getting the financial statements for him, for whatever he's trying to apply for. So I don't know. Can I talk to somebody else? Is there anything you can do?
Like I said, any other representative would tell you the same information.
No, I understand.
We are not able. We don't have the option to update that information for the customer.
So, Jose, are you able to go on the app? Are you able to do it over the app? Are you able to send it to the? Are you able to send it to the patient's email?
Let me see if I can go to the app.
One second.
I would be able to send it to the email that is on file.
Okay. Jose, do you have access to your email?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could go ahead and send it to his email then.
Okay. Jose, ¿me podría confirmar su dirección de correo?
No sé si es... No, el email que yo tengo ahí, no lo tengo aquí, no.
No.
Tengo otro email. Tengo que ir allá, creo yo.
Muy bien.
Tengo que ir
¿Me confirma el email que tiene usted ahorita, nada más para cerciorar que no sea el que está aquí en el sistema, por favor?
No es el email que dice que este email con que yo abrí esa aplicación era Joseph Louis 65, pero no lo tengo en ese teléfono.
Okay.
No creo que
¿cuál es el que tiene?
Este email.
Nada más, por favor, si usted me pudiera ayudar nada más confirmándome su email que tiene ahorita para que yo pueda confirmar si es el que está en el sistema o no.
Joseph Louis 65.
Nada más 65, ¿verdad? José Luis 65.
Joseph Louis
Joseph.
65.
Okay.
Louis 65.
No,
no creo que me vaya a llegar aquí. ¿Ah?
No, mire, ese no es el que se encuentra en el sistema. Le comentaba que la señorita que...
Déjeme decirle otro. Déjeme decirle otro, el nuevo, que aquí tengo en el teléfono nuevo. JP122.
No. Mire, en este caso hay dos opciones. Tristemente, desde acá, desde el teléfono, yo no puedo cambiar esa información para usted, ¿sí? En este caso, las dos opciones que hay para actualizar su información y que se le pueda enviar esto al correo es que usted use la aplicación móvil del teléfono de Santander y usted mismo cambie la dirección ahí. Si usted no puede hacer eso, es necesario ir a un banco físico de Santander para que le ayuden a actualizar su información. ¿Sí?
Ok, déjeme ver. Ajá.
Muy bien.
Está bien, entonces yo lo que voy a hacer es que voy a ir al banco.
Muchísimas gracias, el aprecio. Una disculpa que no le pueda ayudar más, ¿de acuerdo?
Ok, está bien.
Muy bien. Deseo que tenga un muy bonito día. Hasta luego. Gracias por tener su banca con Santander.
Okay.